Welcome to Content with Character, the weekly podcast that'll give you the momentum you need to create content with more ease, clarity, and laughter. I'm your host, content copywriter Emily Avorn, and I'm all about unconventional marketing approaches. I believe in your big ideas, and I'm excited to help you share them in a way that's distinctly you. You thought the first half of this year went by fast. Suddenly, it's going to be December, and we're going to be wondering where 2024 went. Things are busy. They're moving fast, and you probably have a lot on your plate. And so in this episode, it's my goal to help you enjoy more of your time not working by showing you all the potential and value in repurposing your content. I'll give you tangible ways to reach more people faster and get more bang out of your content creation buck. Hi, welcome back to the Content with Character podcast. Recently, I found myself in a bit of a pickle, a bit of a sticky situation, which you might be familiar with too from time to time. I was overwhelmed. I was very overwhelmed. Once again, my Achilles heel took me down. I had filled my plate a little bit too full, and everything felt like it was crashing down around me and at me. Now, during the working week, I'm usually pretty good about compartmentalizing and making sure people get my focus and attention, giving things time blocks, putting various tasks and projects where they're supposed to go. But what happened to me feeling of overwhelm was actually on a Saturday morning. It had been like a really busy and exhausting week, and everything was just flying around all week long. I never really got the chance to get that organization, and then it just kind of all hit me. You know, I felt like I had a million things happening, swirling around me, people, expectations, favors, asks. It was just a lot. It was a lot. And so what I was feeling is frustration, because I didn't have any time to actually sit down and take care of myself, my own stuff, like recenter myself both in my personal world and also in my business. So usually what I do when I'm overwhelmed is I do a good old-fashioned brain dump. Now, let me just tell you how overwhelmed I was. I already had 3 brain dumps. I was beyond brain dump at this point. So after a good cry, let's be honest, it was actually an all-out sob, and I got a nice hug from my husband. I channeled my energy, my overwhelm energy, into spring cleaning my house, and then I walked my dog in the woods, and then I organized my closet, and then with a much fresher, cleaner, purged home and spotless working environment, I was able to get to work and take one step in front of the other and get myself out of this overwhelm. Now, I take full ownership and responsibility. I got myself into the situation. It's not that I want that to happen, right? Like, I actively work on paring things down, not adding things to my list, but it happened, okay? I let it happen. And at the same time that I don't want that to be happening to me in life, I'm also kind of glad that it did, because it prompted me to really sit down and create this episode for you. And you're probably like, what on earth does overwhelm have to do with repurposing? I will get to that in a moment. Now, you may or you may not have noticed that in last week's episode, I talked about AI and content creation, and I didn't at the end tell you what this week's episode was going to be. Usually, I'll give you like a little teaser at the end, but I skipped it last week because I wasn't really sure where I was going to take you yet. I didn't have time to sit down and make a plan. So my friend Alicia Galati, I just recently did a course on podcast repurposing of hers, which I will share a little bit about in this episode and include a link to. Anyway, so I just took this course of Alicia's on podcast repurposing. And in a conversation with her, I was talking about somebody that I was working with, trying to encourage her to repurpose her emails using some of the same techniques that Alicia had shared in her course. Now, when I mentioned this to Alicia, she's like, oh my gosh, have you ever done an episode specifically around repurposing content from emails? And I said to myself, you know what, Alicia? Never mind repurposing from emails. I haven't even talked about content repurposing at all yet on my podcast. I don't know what is wrong with me. This is like repurposing is like my one ring to rule them all. It is my secret sauce. It is my magic formula. And how I have not shared with you its many wonders yet, I do not know. So here we are. And it was perfect at a time when I was already feeling really overwhelmed, already feeling really stretched. Like, I'm going to have to sit down and create this whole entire new thing. I was actually able to repurpose a lot for today's episode. So I also want to talk about repurposing at this specific time in the year because spring is here and it's busy already. It's probably about to get busier. Like, I know how this goes, okay? You thought the first half of the year goes by fast? Suddenly, it's going to be December and we're all going to be sitting here wondering where 2024 went. This is how it goes. So I said to myself, you know what? I want to help everyone enjoy a little bit more of their time. I want to help prevent you from going through what I just did in feeling so overwhelmed, so behind. And I want you to see how magical of a concept that repurposing overall can be for your business. And actually, you know what? Let's just not even keep it to business. I kind of mean like throughout your life. This is life changing. So I'm going to share some examples of what I mean by that too. Repurposing helps you to save time, energy, helps you reach people in different ways. It spreads your message further and faster. And it also can help you as the content creator to go deeper into topics instead of wider and talking about all the things. So this is what we're going to do. Here is what we're going to do. We're going to do a little time-saving, visibility-enhancing mini-series here on the Content with Character podcast. This week, we're going to focus specifically on written content, so emails, blogs, social. Then next week, I want to get into repetition versus cohesion because I can actually already hear some of you worried about repeating yourself or worrying if you're being annoying, if you're always saying the same things over and over and over again. We're going to kind of like talk that through. Then we'll finish up our little repurposing journey with repurposing ideas for audio, video, and things along those lines. So this is like a proactive spring cleaning of our content. Okay, we're feng shuiing our content so we can walk in and feel a little bit more ease. We're going to use what brings us joy. Now, before we get in, I just want to introduce myself really quick. If you don't mind, this bio is repurposed. I'm Emily Ahorn. I'm a content copywriter, podcast host of this podcast, as well as the She Built This podcast. I'm a speaker. I'm also a nightly Jeopardy contestant from my couch and crossword puzzle enthusiast. You can always learn more about me at emilyahorn.com. Connect with me through the many thorough links I always do solemnly swear to provide you with in the show notes. As a copywriter, I write many things for my small business owner clients. I write website copy, portfolio pages, emails, and then guess what I do? Because it's my secret sauce, because it is my magic potion, I repurpose those things into other things. And I show people exactly how to do that in their own business as well through strategy. Because why create one thing when you could create 10 without doing any extra work? So for those who are unaware of like what repurposing even is, I know it can be like a potentially jargony word. Repurposing is taking something existing and changing it, tweaking it, adapting it. So we're doing that so that it can be used again or so that it can be used in another way. Let's think like another format, okay, for content specifically. So if you're like a home DIYer, repurposing might look like, you know, turning a TV console into a stylish entryway bench complete with shoe cubby, or, you know, taking a barn door and converting it into a tabletop. Like, that's repurposing. So think about that with your content. With your content creation, it looks like taking a blog or and turning it into an email, or taking a podcast and turning it into a blog, or taking a blog and using it for days and days and days and days on social media in various ways. It's a strategic, work smarter, not harder kind of approach. And here's the main reasons that I like content repurposing and sing its praises ad nauseum. So I have four reasons. Number one, it saves you time. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You create one thing and boom, you've created many, many things. Number two, it helps you to reach people in various ways. So important to remember, not everyone reads our blog, not everyone listens to our podcasts, not everyone reads social media or emails. And so repurposing really helps to give them different ways to interact with and also touch your business. Like, it's little touch points, and it helps to spread that message further, faster, wider, all of that, and you at the same time are not doing any extra work. It also helps you to build like this body of content where you can kind of like have things interlinked and interwoven. So it's very big picture. So for example, if I do a podcast on something and I also write a blog on it, I can then share the podcast in the blog and the blog in the podcast. So it's like this beautiful, happy, cohesive web for me. I really love it. I don't know why things connecting bring me so much joy, but they do. Speaking of cohesiveness, my last reason for just absolutely loving repurposing is that it brings a level of cohesion to your content. So when you repurpose, you also will naturally focus. You will be known for a more focused message. It allows you to go deeper into things versus wider on all the things and really set yourself apart as the expert in what you do. It maximizes the value of that original content that you create, and it helps it to live on longer. So suddenly, what I mean by that is suddenly your podcast episode that was just one day of content, right? Or your email that just went out one day, now it can last you a week, a month, etc. So those are the whys, right? Those are the general reasons that I would encourage somebody to consider content repurposing. But let's even go under that a little bit, because I like repurposing as a whole kind of philosophy, if you will, for your life. I'm big into streamlining, focusing, saving time, saving money, saving effort, using something that I already have if I can get the same results doing it. So like I'm a big less is more fan over here. Simplicity is bliss. Hence my dismay when recently I realized my life was not simple at that moment and I was really, really overwhelmed. But I really do apply repurposing to my entire life, like as a big picture concept. So for example, this year, I'm challenging myself not to buy new books. Now, I'm a big reader and I have not once, for a single second this year, not had at least one or two books in my hand. And at the same time, I have not spent a single dime on books. I've gotten books from the library. I've read books that were already sitting on my shelf that I said I would read one day and I've never read. I've done book swaps with friends, but thus far I have not broken. I've not bought any new books for myself whatsoever, and I still have not been a single second without a book. So my question to myself is always like, how can I find this in another way without spending the money on the books, right? Secondly, I like to think very carefully about purchases before I invest or spend. I like to ask myself, can I make do with something I already have? Is there something I can repurpose or reinvent to help me achieve this same result? Is there another way for me to get this information or another resource that can achieve the same result? Can I repurpose or reinvent something that already exists? Can I do two things in one, right? Is there something that allows me to do two things and achieve those in one? So what this ends up doing is saves me a lot of those extra errands, those extra side tasks, you know, like all the unseen costs of all the random parts and pieces and things you just took on. Like, how can I simplify, streamline, and maybe kill take two tasks off my list in one? Then lastly, I have clothes dating back to, like, no joke, when I was 16 years old. And obviously I have newer items too, but even with clothes, I am all about, if I can, reinventing an old item and making it refreshed. So for example, I just like took these three long dresses I really love and I decided to shorten them to knee length, and now they are entirely new. So it's just that kind of mentality. Like, if I can, when I can, I try to choose like a gently used item over a new thing. So that kind of thing. Repurposing can be, if you want, it can be a concept that you apply to your entire life. And I think that it requires you to kind of answer a question for yourself before you just take something on. And that is like, but why? What am I trying to actually do here? What am I trying to accomplish? What's the point? Like, I am not the person who is going to tell you to create more for the sake of creating more. I don't want you creating more content for the sake of creating more content. I don't want you marketing more for the sake of marketing more. I want you to ask yourself why. What am I trying to accomplish here? What's the point of this? And then so often the answers we get from that can help us to see where we might be able to find solutions that we already have, or combine two things in one. So I believe that there's a lot more to marketing yourself, to building your business, than just generating a bunch of content, okay? I'm putting way more weight in my own business, and I want to encourage you to do the same. I'd put way more weight on community and relationship building, and that's the important stuff. That's the stuff that I really want you giving your time and energy to. So that's why I want to encourage you to make your content creation save you a little bit more time through repurposing. So when it comes to the content you're creating, you want to be more intentional. And part of that being intentional is, okay, if I'm going to create it, what else can I have it do? What else can I use it for? How else can I share it? How can I make a bigger impact in what I'm doing so I can free myself up to focus more on community building and relationship building? You didn't know we were going to get so philosophical about content repurposing today, did you? I honestly didn't either. Okay, let's get into some of the tangibles, the hows, the how-tos. We're going to focus on written content, and I'm going to give you 3 or 4 ideas for each and a few examples along the way. And we're going to go quick. So if you miss any of this, or you want a refresher, or you want a written version, this is one of those examples of detailed show notes will be in the show notes. We're going to be talking about what to do with emails, blogs, and socials. And like I said, you will find links to many blogs I've already written about these things, as well as detailed show notes going straight from today's episode. Because I want you to be able to dive in deeper if you like that kind of step-by-step written approach. So let's start with emails. If you're emailing your people regularly, first up, good for you. You get a trophy already. I'm so proud of you. I hope you can keep that up. I hope you will keep that up. It can sometimes feel like when you email people, you know, no one replies. Even if you ask them a question, even if you ask them to take a certain action, even if you told them about your services or told them this beautiful story, crickets. I think when considering repurposing, it's important first to think of how people got onto our email list in the first place and like actually who they are. Because here's an example in my own case, many have connected to me for a decade. They've been connected to me for a decade. And they've traveled through various iterations of my life with me. They're from far and wide. So not all of the people on my email list are interested in the same things. Not all of them are interested in content. Not all of them are interested in local events. Some people have signed up through opt-ins or events I've done in the past or groups I've run. Some just randomly find my website and subscribe at the bottom of my website because they heard I send out fun emails, which I do. And so just as varied as the ways there are for people to get onto your email list, there are also varied attention spans and varied modus operandis for reading emails. Now, I'm an inbox zero person. I only sign up for emails that I know I want to receive. And when I read them, I sit down and focus on them. I read them, then I delete or reply. Most people are not inbox zero people. Most people are skimmers, overlookers, or just like never readers. So your emails might not be 100% landing with them. Like message might be sort of read, but not really received. This is why it's important to repurpose, because you just took all this time to write this beautiful message in your email. And now I want to help you get it into more places. Takes time to write a good email, takes attention, takes thought, takes planning, takes creativity. And then to see it only open by 60% or have some people open it too late to get in on what you have. And, you know, 50% of that 60% is like just not even really reading it. I mean, that's a real shame. That is a shame and a half. So here are some ideas on how you can repurpose your emails. Number one, you can simply record yourself reading it. I send a vocal recording option along with my email and I read it out loud to people. I started doing this specifically because one of my close friends, she wanted to read my whole email, but she struggles with dyslexia and she wasn't able to follow it easily. So now I just read all my weekly emails. I record myself on my computer after I've written it. And then I upload the recording to my podcast hosting platform, and I use that link at the top of the body of the email for people to click on. You could, if you are better at verbalizing first and then writing it, you could actually start with that verbal approach. So you could say your email, and then use a transcript version of your audio to help you repurpose it into writing. I've also seen folks do it where they will include a video in their email. So I read you my email via video. Now, I am not a video person, and for some reason, watching a video takes like 10,000 times more of my attention than listening or reading something. But I can see how for some people, video's great. It's a real benefit to be able to see you, hear you speaking. And then just bonus, if you are toying with podcasting or starting a YouTube channel or something like that, this is a great way to see if you like video or audio format as a way of delivering content. This is like your practice grounds before you commit. So that's just a little bonus for you. All right, idea number two is to share your entire email on social media. And there's a couple ways to do this. One, you could share a link to read your email. Most email providers include a direct link to the email you sent. As an example, I included one in the show notes so you can see the email that went ahead of today's episode and you can just click it and that is how I could share my email on social media. This gives people a no strings attached way to enjoy your emails, which means they're not signed up for your list. They don't have to commit to doing this on a regular basis unless they want to, but they still get the chance to read your email. You can also share the entire email as a blog. I've seen people do that, and I have a thought on that in a second. Another way you could just share your entire email is to cut and paste your email as a social media post. Now, that does depend on the length of it. You could do the same thing as a LinkedIn article, which gives you a little bit more characters. So here's the important part. If your email is entirely self-promotional, or for example, let's say my whole email is just about sharing a podcast episode as the call to action, or just it's like a call to action about an event or something, I'm not going to go ahead and recommend, or maybe it's like a chamber award that you won. Like, I wouldn't recommend you turn that into a blog unless your blog is something like recent news or email archives, and that's it. Why do I say that? I imagine that there are people who disagree with me, but in my opinion, a blog, really, the reason people are clicking to blog on your website is usually because they're looking for information, tips, resources, or education for themselves. They're not looking to see what chamber award you just won. They're not looking to see what you're promoting. Emails also tend to, not always, but tend to be less evergreen than a blog, and they're usually more time dependent. So that's another reason to think about, like, do I really want this on my blog? There may be a place for it on your website. Like I said, email archives, recent news, but a blog might not be that place. I'm not well versed in whether or not that would stand true for when you do it on LinkedIn as an article. So I guess in that instance, I would just say, go ahead and experiment and try it. However, if it's a tips-based or evergreen email, you could just literally put that right onto your blog or share it as a LinkedIn article or share it as a social media post. Probably almost copy and paste. We'll get into that. Don't you worry. All right. And then idea number three is to break down your email into smaller chunks and reshare it on social media throughout the week. So then you're making your email go from just a one day thing to like maybe four. So here's where people often need my help, and these are great projects for us to work on together in strategy sessions, mind you, which there's always a link for in the show notes under my contact information. But breaking down your email into smaller chunks is a really good way to go, especially when attention span is an issue on the platforms that you're sharing on. So a couple ideas in that are, like, you know, if it is a tips-based email, if you're offering tips or education, you can break it down into multiple social media posts. So let's just use this as an example. Let's say my email is about four out-of-the-box ways I found to increase our visibility. I could then use each and every single one of those ways as a standalone social media post on a day-by-day basis. Or let's say I do an email with three ways to repurpose email content. Now we're going really meta. I can use one of those three ways every single day as a standalone social media post. If I started my email with a story, maybe the story becomes a reel, or maybe the story becomes a social media post in and of itself. Sometimes I will do that if I'll share the same story I include at the beginning of my podcast that I do in my email. So this is all about bringing your content efforts together. And then they're starting, you can see, it's starting to work together as like this cohesive whole. And we're going to get into that next week. Like I said, like it is not repetition, it is cohesion. Some people I know have sections to their email. So it's more like a newsletter where you take basically various adventures within. They might have an intro or a story. Then they might move on to something that's like more tips-based or bullet points or takeaways. And then they might have a call to action or multiple calls to action, which they'll go from there. So if that's you, I would encourage you to break all that down individually and reuse it individually. It's a lot for an email, honestly, and it's a lot for one post, for sure. So we want to break down each section into an individual post and think of how we could reuse it by itself. And then one thing I just want to add when you're repurposing is it's really important to consider the platform that you're repurposing to and also the platform that you're repurposing from. So if you are going from email to social, you have to maybe probably, you might have to change a little bit of it. Shorten it, add, take away, like give it some context, right? It's not just cut and paste. It is not just cut and paste. You have to give it context. If you're going social to email, you might have to tweak some things. You pretty much always have to do some altering, which is, I think that is true even when you just cross post, meaning even if you share the exact same thing across platforms, I think you still need to take into consideration the platform, the way the algorithm responds to links, to calls to action. You have to look at the audience that uses that platform. So if I had a soapbox labeled repurposing, and oh, how handy I do because I have one for all things in life, I would stand on the soapbox and say, repurposing is not copy and paste. It is repurpose. It is make new. It is finesse and bring new life and new form to something that exists already. So that's it for emails for now. As an example, like we're going to give a tangible example here. I haven't written the email yet at the time of recording this to go with this week's podcast episode. But when I do, I'm going to reverse engineer this entire thing. So I'll start with the story of being overwhelmed, how it led me to realize that repurposing can help relieve that. And I might just share in that email three ideas for repurposing emails. Then you see, I can take those three ideas and I can share them on social media throughout the week. So now one thing, this podcast episode, the stories in it, the tips in it, all that, it just became about seven more things without me doing a whole lot of extra work. Okay, let's get into blogs. This is one of my favorite topics, and very similar to email, blogs hold a lot of potential for repurposing with a few little extra things I want you to think about. Not everyone reads blogs, but lots of people still read blogs. Blogging is not dead. That is another episode for another day. Blogging is great, and with the right SEO strategy in place to help increase traffic to your website, build your credibility and expertise, and help to gain trust and build relationships, it can be awesome. One thing I see time and time again with people who blog is that they think it's like a, if I blog it, they will come sort of situation. My dear listener, this is just unfortunately not how it works. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here, but in the words of a coach, Dora Rankin, who I met recently and I'm guesting on her podcast soon, it's not your customer or client's job to track down and find your business and get passionate and excited about your business. It is your job to guide them to find you and to give them what they need in order to be excited and ready to work with you. A blog isn't set it and forget it. In fact, no digital marketing is set it and forget it. That is putting a little bit too much weight on your client and customer shoulders to try to find you, which is why repurposing, again, is just so, so important. Like the number one best way to get people to read your blog on your website isn't the SEO keywords you put on it. It is to share about that blog in other places, create excitement and hype in other places. So that brings me to idea number one for blog repurposing. And that's just simply to repurpose the intro or the lead-in of your blog into a short social media post that sparks their curiosity to learn more and guides them to the blog on your website. I do it. I see it all the time on Instagram. I see somebody write a caption that captures my interest just enough, and then I gotta go finish reading the rest of that blog. So then you just took them to your website to read the blog for themselves. It's amazing. And you're welcome, because I just took the pressure off you for an entire social media post this week. You can share simply a post guiding them to your blog. And in fact, don't just share one, share two. Okay, idea number two is to repurpose your blog into a shortened version of the blog or a post as, or to do a LinkedIn article. I've been having so much fun doing this. I've actually been doing it with solo podcast episodes right now, thanks to the recommendation of my friend Alicia Galati. And I used to do it with blogs all the time too. I would just take a shorter version of the blog and post it as a LinkedIn article instead. When you do this, you get to then double your SEO efforts. You increase your SEO opportunities because LinkedIn has its own search engine in place. And good news, other search engines often discover and pick up LinkedIn articles as well. So it's like a double win. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. I know this is a little bit like detailed and in the weeds, but be sure of this one thing. This is kind of why it's actually helpful to work with somebody like me in this process, but or to at least get you started in showing you how to research these things. You don't want to use the exact same keyword, usually, typically, in your website's blog as you do in your LinkedIn article, because you're essentially going to be like competing with yourself for that traffic. If you want the traffic, if you don't care if the traffic goes to your LinkedIn or your website, then game on, go ahead and do whatever you want. But what I do, and this takes a little bit of going the extra mile, but in my case, I've already done the research. I have like a ton of options. I'll use a separate keyword phrase for the LinkedIn article versus the blog. And then it's kind of like an experiment, right? So which one gets more traffic to my blog and how many views do I get on that LinkedIn article? Full transparency, I don't really give two hoots about a keyword sometimes, and I just go for it and I just write it from my heart. I also do this with my podcasting titles. I'm a little country and a little rock and roll. You know what I mean? A little art, a little math, a little science. But if you are obsessed with SEO keywords and you do want to reap all of those benefits, it's just something to think about. All right. And then last idea here is turn your blog into individual social media posts. Again, just like that email, if it's tips based or it's a listicle, you can, or maybe it's a step-by-step or, you know, five examples of, it's the perfect kind of thing to turn into social media posts that are standalone. They're like mini blogs from your blog. Everybody I write blogs for gets social media posts to go with them from me. That is part of the bundle. That's part of the package, including one that leads people back to the blog. That is a must. So that's one, and then see what other individual social media posts you can get from that blog. I did have one more idea. I'm so sorry. One more. Okay, last idea for right now is to take your blog and turn it into a podcast episode or a video or even a presentation or an entire workshop. I've done this hundreds of times. Blog to podcast, blog to presentation, blog to entire workshop, and back again. So once again, important to remember, we're not copying and pasting here. We are reworking, we are refining, we are tweaking, we are adding to, taking away. Once again, you have to consider the platform that you're repurposing to, the platform you're repurposing from. And once again, you can also reverse engineer this. Like if you need to start with the social posts first or the verbal or the audio first or the shorter articles first, do that and go from there. All right, last up, social media. We're going to do this so fast. This is going to be a little bit broader, but how many times have you written an awesome social media post and it's like crickets? Or you did a great reel and got tons of comments and wish you could think of another way to get this message out there, but you just can't think of anything. Or you shared a picture that you have way more of a story around and you couldn't quite get the whole story crammed into that stupid social media character limit. This is where repurposing really comes in to save the day for social media content. repurpose it. You can turn social media posts into a YouTube short. I bet you could turn a lot of your posts into an entire podcast episode or into an entire blog. Like, how many of my clients have been like, oh my God, there's just too much to include in one post? Okay, turn it into a blog. Do a post and then go from there and turn it into a blog. Turn it into an email. Let's say you're a travel agent and you love social media. Like, social media is your jam. You can post on there all day. And you've just spent this entire week giving travel tips for those going on Disney vacations. Okay, so you've done like all these reels, you have all these posts, they're all about travel tips for Disney vacations. You can then take those tips and put them all from social to a blog or to an email, or do a little voice blurb on it, right? Or a video on it, and put them all in one. Let's say you're an Enneagram coach and you've gotten into the 9 different Enneagram types individually and how they react to, let's say, fear. You could then take those individual social media posts, write a blog, do a podcast, do a LinkedIn article, do a video, probably do an entire workshop on it and turn it into something even bigger. The opportunities and ideas are truly endless. It kind of takes thinking about your content in a little bit of a different way. But once you get into it, you will probably get really excited and you're going to want to keep on going with repurposing because you're going to see how much further and bigger one single piece of content can take you. I know that didn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. It can take you so much further and people can access it in so many more ways. So quickly, I just want to share a personal story and then we're going to recap and wrap up. Last year in an SEO course I took, my assignment, if you will, was to focus on keywords within the topic of repurposing for 1 month, one entire month. All I could really focus on in my written content was repurposing. That was the assignment. So what did I do with that assignment? I wrote blogs. I wrote emails. I wrote social posts. I did podcasts. I reverse engineered and back again. And not only that, it actually also led me to create workshops on it. So I've done 2 workshops on that. And now this podcast, which is actually going to end up being several more podcasts. So that's kind of what I mean. That is how diving deep into a single topic through repurposing can really help you not only deepen your own understanding of it, but you'll just like see so many more things you can share on that same thing. You also help to deepen everybody else's understanding of it, and you build that real expertise. You spread your message in more ways that more people are able to access. And that is why I think it is just so magical. So to wrap up today, we talked about repurposing emails. We talked about repurposing blogs, and we talked about repurposing social content. I gave you ideas on turning emails to blogs, emails to social media, emails to audio and video, and resharing emails in other ways. We dove into taking written blogs and reworking them into LinkedIn articles and social posts and podcasts and videos and back again. And then we touched on turning social media posts into blogs, articles, email, podcast episodes, entire workshops, and beyond. And that's it. I need to go get a drink of water. As always, thank you so much for joining me. You'll find detailed links and more on repurposing all of the things in the show notes. We'll be back next week talking about repetition versus cohesion. Because like I said, I can already hear some of you worrying that repurposing will have you running the risk of sounding like a broken record. And that's very much not the case. And you'll find out why. I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Content with Character. If you loved the episode, please make sure to subscribe to the podcast, rate, review, and share it with someone else you know it could help. For more content and visibility tips, visit my blog at emilyaborn.com and be sure to connect with me on Instagram at emilyaborn. I'd love to hear how this inspired you to take action.